are here at the 2020 Q Symposium on the Big Island of Hawaii, and look who is in the studio lounge, Mr. Jesse McGannon from SRM. How are you, Jesse?
Doing fantastic. Lovely
Good.
To be here.
Yeah, it's lovely to be on this island, of course, as well.
Certainly can't complain.
That is true. So you gave a really cool talk yesterday, and it was entitled The Intelligence Survivor: Advanced Member Experience While Cutting Costs.
I did.
So I think this is something that a lot of Cretans, if not all of them, want to aspire to as well. So give us a quick overview of what you talked about, and then we'll get into some details.
Sure. So what I talked about was really, you know, how credit unions can embrace technology mm-hmm. to stay relevant mm-hmm. and to compete with larger institutions. Mm-hmm. And so when we talk about intelligent automation, you know, the first part of my talk was really kind of explaining what AI is, because AI is a giant buzzword. Oh, it means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. So really distilling it down into what technologies are part of AI, breaking it down into smaller categories mm-hmm. that are understandable, and then talking about the three technologies that I think are most relevant to credit unions today. Mm-hmm. So the first one is robotic process automation. That's going to help you with your operational efficiency. That's going to automate these clerical repetitive processes that take up so much of people's time. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then the second area is around conversational AI, talking about chatbots and voice bots. Right. Both using them internally to support mm-hmm. your staff mm-hmm. In a knowledge management type way and mm-hmm. a different way of thinking about knowledge management, as well as externally to support the member.
Right.
And then the third area I really focused on was machine learning based credit risk scoring. So doing underwriting via leveraging AI and machine learning models rather than depending on credit scores, which have been largely unchanged for the last 30 years mm-hmm. and take into account 25 variables, mm-hmm. leveraging the mound of data that you as a credit union sit on top of in order to make better lending decisions.
Yeah.
So, you know, you still have your ones at the very bottom that you're not going to approve. You've got the ones at the very top that you are going to approve. Mm-hmm. But for that gray area, that middle zone, mm-hmm. leveraging the data that you have internally to make better decisions yeah. on your lending.
So what's the significance for all this for Cretans? This is a must-have for Cretans now, it seems like, especially with all the competition out there yeah. and fintechs out there, that type of stuff?
I mean, it's hard to say it's must-have right now, because yeah. clearly the credit union industry is doing well, and,
oh, yeah.
and most credit unions don't have this yet.
Right.
We are seeing that this is the shift, and, okay. I do think that these technologies, whether it be the specific theory I talked about or other technologies that are still to come, mm-hmm. will be necessary for a credit union to compete 5 years from now.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear the feedback that you got yeah. from your presentation, because a lot of this is still very new for credit unions. Mm-hmm. I mean, AI is still kind of a sci-fi Terminator, iRobot type of thing, uh-huh. So what's the feedback you're getting on this talk?
I think credit union CEOs have realized it's not that far in the future. I think they've been hearing the message over and over, and so the feedback was very positive.
Okay.
We got a lot of people coming up to me afterwards saying they really enjoyed the presentation, mm-hmm. That they know it's important, that they're looking for help because they don't know. They know it's important. They know that they need to do it, but they don't know what the first steps are.
Right. That's
started.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, there's so many different technologies out there. There's so many different vendors out there, to be honest, mm-hmm. That, it's tough. I go to Money 2020 every year, and there's a whole, ballroom floor.
It's overwhelming.
Full of different fintechs, and you go back 2 years later and half of them are gone.
Yeah.
And so, what we really try to help our credit unions with is sort of distilling that, helping figure out what are the technologies that are here to stay,
yeah.
And what are the ones that are kind of nice to have, gimmicky.
Mm-hmm. So was that a couple of takeaways for the for your audience, or what did you leave them with that they
yeah.
can take back to their shops Monday morning?
Sure. So what I took them with is that the important thing is to start having those conversations with your board members,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
That these should be part of your plans, whether it be things you want to get started on this year or
mm-hmm.
things you're going to focus on next year.
Yeah.
But starting to do the initial phases of, I think the number one takeaway I had is don't be following around. A lot of people will buy a fancy new tool, they'll get it, and they'll try to figure out, okay, well, now what can we use this for?
Right.
Will you take the opposite approach? So really think about what the pain point is you're trying to solve.
Mm-hmm.
What do you know you don't do well mm-hmm. compared to the fintechs you're competing with, compared to the Chases and Citibanks of the world that you're competing with?
Right.
Identify what you don't do well, and then figure out what the solution is for that problem,
mm-hmm.
rather than trying to find a solution, first and then figuring out what you can use it for.
Yeah.
And
so that could be, that could be very confusing discombobulation, for lack of a better word. And sorry for that.
I think it's important to have a cohesive strategy in terms of understanding what you're trying to solve for and then identifying the types of technologies that are the tools to solve your problem.
Right.
But really, you know, identifying what the problem is first.
Mm-hmm. And there's so many fintechs. Like you say, you go to Money 2020, great show, obviously, but man, it is over. You walk into that hall and it's very overwhelming for some folks, who, especially for those who are new to this.
Yeah, so one of the slides that I had in my presentation yesterday was kind of the AI maturity spectrum. Mm-hmm. And so it identifies all the different types of technology that fall under the AI umbrella, mm-hmm. and it shows them on a sliding scale, saying anything from, you know, RPA is probably the least intelligent of the technologies, but the most mature. And so, you know, with that, that's been around for 15 years, you've got four main vendors. It's UiPath, Automation Anywhere, Blue Prism, and Pega. And so those are your tools that you're looking at. And so things like RPA are sort of very proven, and they, you know they work, you know that those vendors aren't going away because they're huge. On the other side of the spectrum, you know, an area that I think has a lot of potential for credit unions, we've seen Vistar Credit Union recently has gone down the path of AI-based lending models. So I think that, you know, machine learning, AI lending models, that's more of an emerging space. Yeah. And so it's less mature. It's something people should be keeping their eyes on.
Right.
I do firmly believe it's the way of the future, but I don't know that, you know, right now there's probably 50 to 60 vendors that are all offering those same types of solutions. What the best vendor is and what the vendor that will still be around in 5 years is, I'm less confident on. So it's a higher intelligence level. And when we talk about artificial intelligence, it's doing more advanced things, but it's less mature on that maturity model.
Okay. And so give that a couple more years of maturity before you kind of dive into that, I would assume, or go talk to Vistar and see how they're doing with it, or both.
I think both. I think that, you know, starting to pilot things, being a follower of the industry is not going to get you anywhere, right? And so it's a, how can you differentiate your services and which tools meet the brand that you have and meet the mission statement that you have? And so rather than trying to do everything, pick a few differentiating things and do them well.
Yeah.
And make that a core part of your business.
Yep, good idea.
And so if you wait till everyone else is doing it, I think it's important to take risks, right? If you, the conference I was at last week had a great speaker talking about risk management, and he said, everyone talks about risk reduction. If you want to reduce risk, go out of business. There's no risk in that. You know what's happening, right? So it's all about managing your risk. And so I think that credit unions are typically fairly risk averse when it comes to technology. They wait to see what's proven. I think it's important to be able to take those risks, make your bets on specific pieces of technology that will allow you to get there faster, allow you to differentiate yourself, and it's okay to fail, but make sure that you fail fast. You don't invest years and years trying to fix something that didn't work. It's okay to make mistakes. It's just having that agile environment that will allow you to implement things fast and fail fast if you are going to fail, but hopefully have those successes that will differentiate you and help your growth.
Right. And learn from that failure and keep moving on up. So good stuff. All right, before I let you go, how does SRM help out in this area?
Sure. So our services, our phase one is an advisory piece of work where we come in, we learn what your objectives are, your goals are, and then we will identify what the right use cases are, what the right technologies are to do. So it is that, you know, taking an approach of identifying the problem you're trying to solve first, and then based on those problems, identify what the right solution is for you. So phase one is that advisory piece of work. As we go on, depending on what the solution is, again, if it's one of those more mature solutions like RPA, we have the expertise to actually do the implementation. There's, you know, four vendors. We have partnership agreements with several of those vendors. And so we can be the implementation partner to take you all the way through. In other areas, we'll say, look, I think that, you know, you should invest in AI-based lending model. We don't have the expertise in-house to implement that. Nobody does. Because the market is more fragmented, the vendors themselves are going to be doing those implementations. And so depending on what the technology is, depending on what the solution is, we'll determine what our role is in future phases. But we look for, you know, long-term partners that we can, even if we're not the one executing the implementation, still maintaining a role in project management, making sure it's successful, making sure they really achieve the goals that they set out to achieve.
And Good stuff, sir. Jesse, always a pleasure. Always an education as well. Yes. Keep up the good work there, all right? It's really good stuff.